all. I thought about them because our rosé is Austin East Ciders. Rosé, dry cider. Just from the name, mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
Florida Kush.
What?
Yeah.
You don't listen to me at all.
Oh, yeah.
No, I said the name of the cider, the rosé.
Yeah.
Is Austin East Ciders. East Cider. Like East,
oh, East Side? Yeah. West Side? Okay.
Austin East Ciders, and it's rosé dry cider. And I asked, what do you think about that?
Sounds good, because we are, Florida's also on the East Side, West, East Coast.
East Side. It says, rosé the Texas way. Mm-mm. It's Austin, Texas.
I mean, I can't guess, but...
West Side. Is Austin on the east side of Texas?
Hold on, let's find out.
I don't know the answer.
It looks like Austin is the west side of...
It's close to the middle, but not quite the middle. So I would say east side.
You would say east side?
Is Houston on the east side of Texas? Yes.
That's south for sure.
South, but southeast. On the east side. Yeah. Southeast.
Southeast.
It's close to the middle. So, we don't know. We don't know why it's called East Ciders. Anyway, okay. I'm going to tell you about it. Okay. The website says, A well-rounded cider using hibiscus and real rose.
Hibiscus.
And real rose.
Okay.
For a uniquely light, dry take on rosé. This is rosé, done the Texas way. Tasty notes.
What fruit?
Crisp apple. Black currant.
Black what?
Currant. C-U-R-R-A-N-T. Currant.
A-N-T.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think that's a fruit.
Okay. A currant. I never even heard of that. Have you heard of that?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't even... Have you been into a grocery store and be like, girl, let me get a bushel of black currant?
No, but I don't even go to the store. Like, girl, let me get a bushel of oranges. Like, I don't do fruit for real like that.
But you still haven't seen...
Currant.
In the produce department of any grocery store.
But that wasn't your question.
But facts. You're right. But you still haven't seen currant in any grocery store.
Let me see what it is.
But bitch,
looks like a blueberry.
Is it a blueberry?
Looks like a blueberry.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, it says no grown for its edible berries. But the picture looks like a blueberry.
Uh-huh.
But black.
Yeah, but all my years of being on this earth, I've never seen a currant sign in the produce department that says... Get a bushel of currants.
Maybe they're just not native to here.
What's the season? Let's see. Is this a summer? Like we need to do research on this shit because I've never heard of a currant before. Spelled with the A. Current, yes, at the ocean because the wave currents are high. Yes.
Okay. Can be harvested by hand or machine. Breeding is common. Scotland, Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Norway, and New Zealand.
Okay. So I don't live in neither places. Okay. Right. That's why. Okay.
Not native here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not native. No. All right.
Crisp apple, black currant, hibiscus, rose petals, and tannic. What's tannic?
I don't even know. I've never heard of tannic before either. How's that spelled?
T-A-N-N-I-C.
Okay. How I thought it would be.
But I did that it said tannins. Isn't tannins what's in wine?
Yes.
That's what it says. Tannins. When I googled tannic, it says tannin.
Okay. You learn something new every day.
So that shit in wine, it gives you a headache.
And this is testing at what? 5% you said?
Yes. We have an ABV of 5%. Okay, aroma, sweet cherry and floral notes, food pairing, salads, shellfish, raw shellfish, and grilled tapas.
I'm sorry, grilled tapas?
Yeah, but I'm like, grilled tapas? Isn't tapas just small plates?
Yes. Yeah. So somebody lying. Something is totally wrong. But okay, what would you rate it out of 5 flutes?
I put you one in the freezer.
Oh, sound effects I love. 12-ounce can. How much? What was the price point on this?
Too much.
Yeah, $14.99. We did establish that.
$13.99. Sorry, I was
$13.99. Okay.
It was $13.99 for a 6-pack of cans. And when I was Googling it, I saw that you can get it from like Total Wines for $10. So
I was really worried.
You know, shop around.
Yeah.
And let's see if it's good. First, let me see what it smells like.
Okay.
It Smells like rosé.
Okay. Does it taste like a white? Hopefully not, because you know how we hate a rosé that tastes like a white. And for it to be in a can, is it flat or
sparkling?
Sparkly. Okay, we love a sparkle.
It's actually pretty good for it not to be wine, but for it to be a cider.
Okay.
It definitely tastes like rosé.
Uh-huh. And five champagne
flutes.
Yes. What would you rate it?
For a cider and not a champagne, because that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Or a cider and not a wine. Only 5%. Okay, so if I'm rating it just for taste, I'm going to go 4.
Oh. Really wasn't expecting you to say that based off of taste. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Based off the fact that it's only 5%.
Yeah.
I'm about to take 2. It down to...
No,
2.
Oh.
And the fact that it was expensive, actually, that makes a difference.
Okay.
I'm going to go 3.5.
Wow.
Total.
Okay.
Which is not what I was expecting to like it a lot less.
Sure.
But if I was out by the pool and I had this with me, I would like that a lot.
Okay. Very refreshing. Summertime ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give my 5 white champagne flutes at the end of our session. I think that's a way to twist it up. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and add in our flower, which we're smoking Florida Kush. And it's hand-picked and I love it. It's straight up indica. It's testing at a 33.2%. And one of the fun facts about Florida Kush is that it's straight up indica, which was a given name for its tribute to its roots of the original Triangle Kush, which is named after Florida's 3 cannabis producing capitals, which I didn't even know Florida had 3 cannabis producing capitals, but here we go. So you have LA Kush, Cake, and TBX. I'm sorry, TKBX1, which I'm going to get back to you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Florida is considered the sunshine state?
Yeah.
This will put you in that mood.
Hmm.
It has an old school cannabis flavor, which is heavy vibes, which will send you swaying off the deep end of relaxation. And I'm here for it. Which, when I smoke it, it is nice. This flower is obviously great for inhalation. Either by smoking or vaping this product. I smoke it. I am not a big fan of vaping, but I don't knock it, but whenever I vape, I'm like out for the next 2 or 3 days. So I would rather smoke the flower. So, but enjoy. It'll definitely, it's, like I said, it's straight up indica. So it'll put you in the couch, have you relaxing and chill. And there we go. That's our flower and our rosé for this week. A little switcheroo.
Wee, wee, wee.
So let's get into the pot topics.
We need to because my phone's about to die. And
yeah. Oh, shit. Your phone's about to die. My phone's about to die. My watch is about to die.
We got a lot going on.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Let's see.
Should we talk about our boo?
My boo.
Let's just get that out the way. Michael B. Jordan, Lori Harvey. Called it quits after a year and some time, and I called it. I was like, listen, he's 35, she's 25, he's gonna want to get married. So I told you from the word go, when we found out about this fucking relationship, we were like, I was like, Ash, he's gonna marry her. Don't like any of his fucking photos that he posts. Don't do anything that he... Don't like anything that he does. And sure enough, we have stuck to our guns.
But he didn't marry her.
He wanted to. And she said, not now.
Is that really what happened?
Yes! That's exactly what happened. What did you hear?
Nothing.
What do you think happened?
He realized she was for the streets and he was like, gotta go.
Okay, so he wanted to get married and she was not. Translation. And that's what fucking happened.
I feel like me at 25, she's 25?
Yeah, she's 25.
At 25, if somebody that I was dating wanted to marry me and I... If I wanted to marry, that's the thing. I guess she
if you was ready.
Not you ready. Would. Like, I feel like I have always, even though I can see now... At 29 that I wasn't ready, I've always felt like I was ready. Not as a kid, but like as an adult, I've always felt like I was ready to get married. And like if I was with someone who I could see that with and they asked me, I would say yes. But now looking back, you know, I can
at their situation.
Realize.
Yeah.
At their situation. At my situation.
Uh-huh.
In the past.
Yeah.
I can see, like, girl, you were not ready. Like, you were a child. But nobody could have told me that in the moment. So I feel like if I was 25 and I was dating someone older, number one, I'd be like, oh, my ring is coming soon because they're older.
Yeah.
But when it came, I wouldn't be like, no.
But that's what she did.
Yes.
And then realize, like, we have a long engagement, but she didn't even want to do that. She was like, let's get out now.
Oh, where are you getting this information?
Well,
speculation.
It is all speculation. But yes, it's all speculation. But what else could it be? What else could it be? Seriously.
Maybe she cheated. Maybe he cheated.
I feel like he's more in love with her than she is him.
Okay, so.
And I don't feel like he will step out and cheat on her.
But maybe she cheated.
That's a possibility. That is a very well possibility. And I understand that she has unfollowed him on Insta. She removed all, and that's not speculation. She has removed all photos of the two of them together. But yet he still has photos of her. He still follows Skim by Lori Harvey by LH.
Oh, uh-huh.
Right? He still follows all of that. So that, to me, clearly tells me that he was in love with her more than she was of him.
Maybe he doesn't run his socials. But I just feel like he was more grown up than her in a lot of ways. Because didn't he buy her, like, stock in some company for her birthday one
absolutely. Year? Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying, though. Bitch, you, Lori, you were well aware of where this nigga was going.
Right.
With life. You was well aware of that shit. So you should have never jumped in. But the only reason why you did is because, in my personal opinion, he was labeled as the sexiest man alive from People Magazine.
It was right when Black Panther shit started happening.
Exactly.
And he was popping. And now he's just back to normal.
At the end of 2020, so the height of fucking pandemic, coronavirus, the Rona was like out here, okay? And they were out here wearing masks, flying private planes and shit. And we were like, who the fuck is that? Like,
did they only date for a year and a half?
Yes.
They did it for a long time.
Yeah, a year and a half.
It felt so long to me.
It felt like 2 years, but it's a year and a half. And I've unfollowed like shit. Soon as, I told you, as soon as this nigga started linking up with this bitch, I was like, unfollow. He's going to marry this bitch. He wants more from her than ever. And it didn't happen. But I unfollowed his ass because I knew where it was going. And I found a new love. Hey, E-May.
Somebody else who's in a relationship.
That's fine. That's fine. They're not married, though. And they've been together for a minute.
I feel like Nia Long may be a type to not, like an Oprah type, to not get married.
For sure. For sure. They've been together for so long. They had a child together. But they've been together for so long. She's probably on the Stedman Oprah Winfrey kick. Yeah. And I'm all right with that.
There's I feel like
legal paperwork.
Once you make a certain number amount of money, there's really no reason to get married.
I see. Yeah.
For the most part, this is so unromantic, but for the most part, marriage is a business arrangement.
For sure.
It's like melding of funds and assets.
She has 3.7 million followers and he has only 4,700.
I don't think that's his real page.
That's for sure that is.
It's not
a fan page? Oh, absolutely not.
It's not a check mark.
But he's just like getting started. Like no one really knows him. Before that, he was an assistant coach to the Brooklyn Nets.
Right, so really nobody knows him.
Exactly. What? And he wasn't like a, he played for the NBA. He was a player. But it's not like he was a LeBron James or a Kobe Bryant or anything like that. So
That's the kind of NBA nigga you want.
That part. That's why I'm not mad at Nia. But at the same time, now this nigga's getting his rise and here I am like, hey.
See? She just did that nigga. Put him back assistant coach on somebody's
team. Hey.
What's the worst team in the NBA?
Whoever coaches the Wizards. Fucking no. But that nigga right now, Ime, shit, that's my African. He's American, he's Nigerian. He is very light skinned.
Because when you said, oh, my African, I thought I was going to see a chocolate man. I was like, okay. And then I opened it, I was like, oh, he's one of those African.
He has a white mama. His daddy is black. His dad is African, really Nigerian. Yeah. But, I mean, hello, so was Barack Obama's mama. She was white and his dad was black. And he became the first president of the United States. Obama. Huh?
Don't compare him to Obama.
I definitely didn't compare eBay to Obama.
Right.
Obama could get it then, and eBay can get it now. Yeah.
Obama can get it now.
Exactly. Now, then, absolutely. I wouldn't disrespect Michelle, but fuck me.
I would never disrespect either of them. I don't
fuck know. Nia.
No.
Yes.
I don't want anything to do with any man who's in a relationship.
I hear what you're saying.
Which is why when Michael B. got in a relationship, we dropped that nigga.
We dropped that nigga.
Yes. So drop Ime.
That is absolutely not going to fucking happen right now. I'm looking forward to Monday for game 5. Yes.
I don't know if y'all can hear the eye roll. Through the microphone, but
I don't think you can hear me ignoring the eye roll, but yes.
You can hear that part, that's for sure.
Yes.
Anyway, speaking of niggas punching up.
Oh, okay, let's do it.
Reaching into weight classes that they have no business, like Ime and Mia. Can we talk about Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, let's do it.
The shock in my brain.
Them getting together?
No. I'm used to that. It's been a while. But, like, now hearing on the Kardashians of her finally, like, speaking on him and stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
She seems like she really, really loves
him. Like, Heather,
she has not. She has not said that she loves him.
Right.
So let's start by saying that. Mm-hmm. However, your girl is.
Oh, she's infatuated for sure. Yeah.
This nigga bought her some ice cream from the Rite Aid and she was losing her shit.
Listen, because he's just thinking about your dibs, you feel like he's putting out. BDE?
When it first said dibs, I was like, dipping that? I forgot about dibs, did you?
No, I definitely knew what
I forgot about them. Yeah. You know, I used to work in the movie theater, so like we had those when I worked there, but I forgot they existed. And I was like, dipping dots? Like, what is she talking about?
I love dipping dots too, but dibs is cool too.
Dibs are good. I don't love biting into ice cream, that's my thing. So dibs are not my favorite.
Okay, I feel you on that one, yeah.
Because my teeth are very cold sensitive. Uh-huh. But, she was just like, she's so into him. But I do understand.
Totally love it.
When I look at him, he does not scream BDE.
Absolutely not. No.
But.
No.
The fact that she was on SNL, she claims, she was on SNL and she kissed him for the first time.
Yeah,
and there was sparks.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And she's like, let me get a piece of that. Let me taste a little bit more of that. Yeah. I was like, okay, Kim.
Yeah.
She's always been a relationship girl is the thing. So.
For sure. She will definitely say that to you. I mean, not to us, but I'm just saying she said it out loud that she's a relationship girl.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that the fact that she's out here like, oh, he got BDE. Let me see what that thing doing. I was like, what?
Yeah. I'm here for it.
She had to try to sample a dick. But then, of course, just like typical Kim, she immediately locks him down. She can't help it.
I mean, yeah. But I feel like that's what she does out here. She samples dick.
But not really. Like, she's always in long-term relationships with them.
But she samples the dick first and then becomes in a long-term relationship.
I think most people do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, so that's you sampling dick.
I'm saying a true sampler doesn't turn around and lock them down.
If it's good D, you do fucking do, bitch. What are you talking about?
She's 5 for 5 or however many niggas she done fucked?
Listen, I don't think Kanye had BDE.
I think.
But he had Kanye other things for her. Right, exactly.
If I had to guess.
What's that song? Don't want no eeny, beady, teeny, weeny, little, short, short, man. Don't want.
That is accurate. I'm sorry, when I look at him, all I imagine is. A tiny dick.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Little dick with a big ass attitude.
Yeah. Micro penis.
Yeah. But so who do you obviously we know the baby gives BDE.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's a hood nigga. Like I'm not out here for them.
So it's only hood niggas out here giving BDE?
No, I'm just saying like although I feel like he gives off that vibe, I don't wanna fuck the baby.
Okay. Who do you wanna fuck? Let's put that out there.
Michael B. Jordan.
Okay. I mean, right? The shit you shot, bitch.
You already knew that.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I need to give Pete Davidson a try. How do you date all these big black niggas and then think that Pete Davidson is out here packing?
He
must be doing something right. So I'm trying to sample Pete Davidson.
What is his ethnicity?
White.
All white?
Yeah, he got black features. He got black nose and he got black lips.
So no one is black in his no mom, no dad. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
You've been there before.
No, I would never circle back.
You could do a victory lap.
No, I'd rather listen to Nipsey Hussle's album, Victory Lap.
You could do an encore.
No, no, there is no motherfucking encore. No, bitch. No, no. I will never dip into the pink dick pool.
All right.
I've been drinking.
Right.
But no, I would never dip into that pool again. Ever. Ever.
Chris Evans.
Ever. I would never dip into it again.
Whatever the Thor Hemsworth is.
Chris. Seriously, not Chris, not Jason, not Liam.
Jason?
I don't know.
You just making up one?
Yeah, absolutely. What is spelled with a J-A-S or J-A-Y? I'm good. I'm good. I would never dip into the pink dick pool ever again.
I would dip.
I see you dip because you never dipped before.
I've never dipped.
Right. You never dipped before. So now you know. I know that I dipped and I'm like, I would never do that again. Right. I'm good. Once is enough. Yeah, but me personally, no, I'm good. But I would love to see you sample.
I'm not out here sampling dicks, if I'm honest. That's not my thing.
No, I know it's not your thing, but I don't want you to shoot down, like, I don't want you to be like, he's white. And I know you won't do that, but I'm here for you for that.
All right, Thumper.
Yeah, I'm definitely here for you for that. I'm really taken back that the fact that you haven't had a pink dick.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, private schools, predominantly white, college, predominantly white. It's not like you went to HBCU, so I'm just...
You say that, like, white people are out here actively checking for black women.
Oh, I don't know.
They're not.
Mine was, so right. I don't know. Okay.
No, that wasn't the thing. It was predominantly white. They weren't out here checking for black girls like that.
Okay. Yeah, no, I would never go back to that. Lesson learned. Can I say this though? I know you probably will probably cut it out because I know there's a lot of people who listen to our podcast that you don't want to offend. But white boys know how to fucking eat pussy, okay? Just saying. So that part was good. But the dick game, not good.
But that's just one.
But that's all I needed.
No.
Yeah. I'm never going back, so that's okay.
all you needed, sure. But I would hate for a white man to be out there saying that about a black girl.
They know they eat pussy, but they don't know how to fuck. Cause and what I mean by that is their dick isn't big.
But we're saying they.
His. I've been with one. Right. So right. Okay. So even when I watch porn, there's no big pink dicks.
There's some.
Yeah, okay, what are you watching? What are you watching? I want to get in on this. Please do tell. Please tell me. What's the name of the flick that you're watching? Because they know how to eat pussy very well, but they do not know how to fun.
I don't like watching... Okay, no. I don't like watching oral sex.
Okay.
That's not necessarily true. Mm-hmm. I don't mind watching a guy eat pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like watching a girl suck.
Yeah, neither do I. If I am watching that, I'm learning.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not like, ooh, this is getting me off. No.
Like, no.
Right.
Because I'm like, stop. She just... I'm like, it's not even big, girl. You suck in a teeny tiny dick and you're like...
It's all for him, though. Right, you exactly. Gotta sell it for him.
But I'm just feeling, all right. So now, then I'm like, all right, this is acting. I'm done. So we're not gonna
move on. So you like to see like real life relationships?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But like,
I prefer that.
I do. Okay. So yes, I prefer
that. Real.
Yes, okay. I prefer that. But it's not. It doesn't have to be exclusively that. But I skip past girl sucking dick.
Okay. Yeah. I'm the same way. I'm the same way. I don't want to hear you gagging.
No.
Right.
This is not cute.
Eyes
red and watery.
Right. I agree. They're acting for him, obviously. Right. But
I'm like, girl, that little tiny dick. Stop acting like that shit is going all the way down your throat.
I agree.
All right. Now that we've established porn preferences.
Right.
Back to Pete Davidson. BDE.
Yeah.
I would give it a try.
Okay. Would there be anybody else celebrity wise on that status that you would give a try? Mac Miller?
Mac Miller's dead. Rest in peace.
Okay, but I'm just saying. I'm just throwing out names.
Yeah. Oh, a white dead. Person?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Jim Carrey. He's
ew. Alive.
Okay, exactly, bitch. So I'm just saying.
I can't even watch Jim Carrey for movies. Okay,
put in the Hemsworth. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chris. Both? It's Chris.
Oh, just Chris, not Liam.
Thor. Mm-hmm. Not Liam. I mean,
he's because fine. He was with Marley?
No, I don't care about that.
Okay.
He's just not as fine.
But what if it's like what if he
big
but he's like, giving about BDE. We're not looking at looks. We're looking at BDE.
Okay,
energy.
Well, Liam doesn't give me BDE.
Okay.
He gives me RDE, regular dick energy.
Okay.
Not small, just regular.
Okay. I can tell you right now, Ime gives me big dick energy. For sure.
I've only ever seen pictures. I've never seen him like moving.
Well, let me tell you, I was watching the game the other night. And the camera angle was like right here facing this way.
She's pointing to her crotch.
Okay. And I was like, and he was wearing black pants with a green Celtics.
He was
team.
Not wearing gray sweatpants.
No, not at all. That's exactly right. He wasn't wearing gray sweats. And I was like, holy shit. Thank God this nigga was asleep.
So he's not giving BDE. He's giving BD.
Yes.
BD, you see it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, I took a sip of my rosé quickly. I was like, I wish I had the opportunity to rewinding, but.
Yeah. Ben definitely.
It's obvious. Right? Right. It's obvious. So I just kept it and I'm like,
I'm so dead. This nigga,
yo, oh my God, yo, he's giving, yo, my African. If anyone has seen Coming to America 2, where Leslie Jones was talking about.
How do you know I haven't seen it?
You haven't. Exactly. You haven't. But, yeah, she makes a comment about her African coming back, and I was a Brooklyn Nets fan, and he used to assistant coach the Nets, and I didn't even pay attention to him, but now, okay, girl, shit.
Now she back to watching basketball.
Yes. I said, if they win.
Then what?
I'm going to Boston for the
play. Oh, my God. You're going way too far.
I'm going to Boston for the parade. Yeah.
I can't think of anyone else off the top of my head that screams BDE.
Huh.
But I don't know. I can't think of anyone else.
Yeah, no one else is giving me BDE.
I mean, I think there's probably more people.
For sure.
But I can't think of anyone right now.
No. No. Not at all. But it's all good. I mean,
Chris Evans. I said Chris Evans.
You did.
But Chris Evans, all the black girls are standing for Chris Evans right now, so he's a little overplayed.
Who the fuck is he, though?
He's Captain America.
Oh, okay.
His name is Chris Evans.
But is that the nigga that played in 50 Shades of Grey and all that? Oh, okay.
No. Chris Evans, what else? Let me think.
Eastwood Boy can get it too.
Who the fuck is Eastwood Boy?
I don't know, Clint Eastwood's son.
Oh.
I don't know his name, but I'm not saying he can get it, but I would go on a date. Saying. I would go on a date.
You want a date and
I
feel him out.
A date and fill him out, yeah. Mm-hmm. But not literally.
Okay with that. Well, Chris Evans, they've been on TikTok, they've been calling him Christopher Jamal Evans. Because they said.
Is he packing like that?
That's me.
Okay. Huh.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay. Now I'm about to take a look. Okay.
Yeah. He does have BDE. Like,
okay, you know who? I know who gives off BDE. Mm-hmm. And this is based off a motherfucking commercial, bitch. Are you kidding me? Progressive.
You know I watch TV with
Flow.
Flow.
Hold on. John Hamm.
Oh, from I thought Nip-tuck. You said Flow gives off BDE. I'm like, she, by definition, does not give off BDE.
No. John Hamm?
I agree with that. Listener.
I'm just
vulgar.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think he gives off BDE. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that you don't necessarily, I mean, This sounds mean, but Pete Davidson is a testament to this. You don't have to be that cute to get off BDE.
Oh, not at all.
Chris Evans, he's fine. Sorry. Take him out the equation. Pete Davidson, even the baby, he's not that cute. He just gives off BDE.
Yeah.
It's just obvious that he knows that he's packed.
Right.
And he knows what to do with that night.
Right.
So.
And that's all we want. We want you to know what the fuck you're doing with that.
Right.
That's it. Know what the fuck you're doing, and you good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn, BDE.
Mm-hmm. It's real.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's see what else is on our list. Maybe we got some other BDE people on the list.
Do we?
Probably not.
Who else with melanin gives you BDE?
I don't know. I can't just think of people off the top of my head.
Yeah, you can. Come on. Like, someone you're crushing on besides the obvious.
I can't think of anybody. Oh, there's someone whose name I can't remember.
What is he in?
I think his name is Jordan something. I think we talked about him before. Jordan Calloway. That's him. He's an actor.
And
yeah.
What?
I don't know. Hold on, let me find out. Is he an All-American? I made that up.
Okay. I don't know.
Who is you?
Well, those who I said. No one else, really.
Right. I gotta
if I'm being honest, I don't think Pete gives off BDE either. But
I just feel like he gives off a certain confidence where it's like, where does he get his confidence? Because he's not that cute. He's funny. He's not that funny. He's not, I don't know. You know, he's not Richard Pryor. But, you know, he just has like confidence about him where it's like, where is he getting this confidence? And I think when that's the case, the confidence comes from.
Oh, I'm going to give you someone. Because you'd probably be like, what the fuck, Charisse? Rick Ross. He gives off BD energy, but I feel like he doesn't have a big dick. He just gives off that energy.
I feel like he and like DJ Khaled just have misplaced confidence.
Well, listen, that nigga, Khaled don't even dine on cut Southern cuisine, so there's no way I can entertain that shit at all. All
right, it don't matter what you're packing.
No, yeah. If you're not eating on Southern cuisine, nigga, I cannot entertain your ass at all. Mm. No, not at all. Not ever.
Although he's never been at the top of my list anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No. Well, he's too light.
He's too light?
He's too light.
He's too over the top.
He's too light and too over the top. There's no attraction to DJ Khaled. For you or for me.
Ooh, you just gotta see this man walk, talk.
Who?
Live. Sorry, I'm still on Jordan Khaled.
Oh, okay. What, I mean, does Idris Elba give you big dick energy?
No. He's hot, but he doesn't give me BDE.
Right! But certain characters that he plays gives off BDE.
I haven't watched The Wire. I know that's
it's amazing you knew exactly what I was talking about. But yes, Stringer Bell definitely gave off BDE, but Idris in real life does not. Sorry, Nancy.
Sorry, girl. Yeah, no. It's enough for me. He's hot. Like, there are lots of guys who I think are really attractive that don't give off with BDE, but he's one of them. Like, Jason Momoa.
Mm.
He's real hot, but I don't think he's, like, down there, like, slanging.
You don't think he's slanging?
No. I mean, I'm sure it's fine for a man of his size, but I don't think that, like, he doesn't give me that energy.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Huh.
He is out here fucking Lisa Bonet. So we know it's not bad, at the very least.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Jason Momoa was a step up from Lenny Kravitz. So
he don't give me no BDE either.
Right, right. So I feel like Jason would give more BDE than Lenny, but whatever. Anyone else that's out there that's giving me BDE? No, there's no one.
Scooter.
Scooter from who? Wait, from Living Single? From Living Single? Bitch, bye! No, the fuck you did not! Absolutely not.
Yes!
He gives BDE?
I mean, well, not Scooter the character, but the actor.
No. Wow.
You don't think so?
No, I damn sure. I know so, bitch. No.
You know so? Yeah, you don't know so.
I don't know so, but I'm saying no, I know he does not, for me personally, give off BDE. Wow. I agree with you on the baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Banana smoothie?
No. Really? You said that? Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay. Oof.
Look at your phone.
Okay. Scooter? That is hilarious.
I think it's because I didn't see him as Scooter first. I saw him as someone else from a different Shepherd. That's Jordan Calloway. You just gotta see him like...
Who is this?
Jordan Calloway.
Oh, shit. He fine.
Girl.
He made me want to wash a load of clothes right now. Off of his stomach, that washboard right. Stomach. But damn, okay. Yeah.
He's a pretty man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just like the way he carries himself, I'm like, oh yeah, he got some.
He got some BDE. Okay, yeah, see why you say that.
Look, don't stare at your mother while she's talking about BDE. It's not appropriate. Look the other way. Look the other way. Mm-hmm. Next mm-hmm. on my list. We can talk about Idris Elba next.
What's he up to? You say he got a new movie, right? Mm-hmm. The Beast?
Just Beast.
Oh, just Beast. Okay.
Yes. And we watched the trailer.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
It reminded me of Leonardo DiCaprio's The Revenant.
Oh, that's what it's called. The one with the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not watch that. I don't watch scary movies. No thriller, nothing that jumps.
It wasn't scary, though.
What was it?
I would put it as scary or thriller.
What was it?
I don't know.
More drama? Like
drama?
No.
Let's look it up. Mm-mm. Okay. Would you go see this?
No.
Okay.
For the same reason. I also would never do like a safari trip. Because they take you in like jeeps with no windows and no doors. And they're like, oh, don't worry. They're not hungry. How the fuck do you know whether or not the goddamn lion is hungry? Maybe it's not hungry. Maybe it's just greedy. Maybe it just wants a snack. Maybe it just wants to see what humans taste like. Guess who it's not going to find out on?
You.
Got it. Here you go. Anyway. On the socials, Insta mm-hmm. and Twitter and such. The whole reason I even had to go look up this trailer, because you know, I don't watch TV with commercials.
So Western Adventure.
No, thank you. Western?
For The Revenant.
Doesn't it take place in like the Arctic? I thought it was somewhere cold.
It is definitely somewhere cold, but they say Western Adventure.
Maybe he's in Russia.
He's not in Russia.
Technically, that could be Western, because if we go past Alaska and past California, you'd eventually get to Russia.
Is okay. I don't know where it's take place at.
Yeah, I don't know why they called it. Have you seen that movie?
Not in its entirety, but I have seen the movie. Yeah.
No thanks. Nothing jumpy, and that's gonna scare me. I'm not into that. Mm-hmm. So, the whole reason that I watched the trailer in the first place was because I saw, I think it was a tweet, and it said like, why did I just see a trailer of Idris Elba fading a lion? And then I was like, okay, so now I gotta see Idris Elba punch this lion. Mm-hmm. So what are they talking about? So I watched the trailer and that's gonna be a no for me. I'm sorry. I'm not about that life. Like I said, ain't no way I just see Idris Elba fight a lion with his hands on a commercial. Like, I guess if it's fight or flight, I'd probably just die in the moment. Like, there's no way I'm gonna be punching a lion in the face.
I agree. Like, I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Somebody said Idris Elba don't even ask what the movie about, he just asks how much.
is this relatable tweets?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here for it. Okay. It's true. I'm definitely here for it because I agree. Somebody, I feel like after The Wire he just was like, alright, I'm in.
So whatever.
Yeah.
To make a couple dollars. somebody said, do we just run out of script ideas because a movie where Idris Elba punches a lion isn't quite needed yet? I don't know.
I mean, I'm here for it. They're right.
Yeah, that's too much for me, and I'm not quite in the place to handle a movie like that at this point. So, sorry, Idris. It's going to be... I know for me, dog.
He's in a lot nowadays. He's in a commercial.
What commercial?
He does a commercial for booking.com.
Okay, some other nigga stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I was dying at this reminder. I was going to call him The Breakfast Club. Someone from The Breakfast Club saying that Russ Wilson is a square. Do you remember that? It was a while ago.
Charlamagne?
It wasn't Charlamagne, but it was one of the guys in that.
Oh, DJ Envy?
One of them.
Is this either Charlamagne, DJ Envy, or Angela Yee? Okay.
So, anyway, someone on that Charlamagne show was calling Russell Wilson a lame, and people got really upset. And so this was him speaking on it after the fact, like after people got mad.
Uh-huh.
And, like, saying, do you take it back, or what do you think? And he was like, no, that nigga is lame, period.
But I love Russell Wilson.
Me too. Me too. But I do think he's lame.
Russell?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like a bad way. He's just not what we would.
Cause he ain't no hood street nigga?
No. He's not. If the bar was set to cool, he's well below the bar for cool. He's sweet and nice, and he takes care of his family. And those, none of those are bad things. But if I was like, damn, let's rate niggas from cool to lame, he gonna be near the bottom.
Huh. Wow. I mean, okay. I mean.
But that's a good thing. I think you should be out here whole ass 30-something, 40-something, marrying a lame ass nigga. You don't need to be out here with no.
Well, you saw what he was engaged to prior to this.
No, I didn't. He was engaged prior to Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
To who?
Becky.
Oh, some of that from his college.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't disagree. I think he's kind of a square.
Okay.
But.
Your title? I don't think he's a square, but I did, but now, no. Yeah. I love him as a couple.
I kind of think they're both lame, if I'm honest. He and Sierra.
Okay.
But I think they're cute, and mm-hmm. I think I don't have any problem with him or them together or anything. I don't think he's unattractive. I don't think he's a bad dad. I just think he's a little bit losery.
Mm-hmm. Losery.
Yeah, but okay. In all honesty, like, that's the kind of guy I'm looking for.
Okay. All right.
Like, he seems a little bit nerdy. Okay. And actually, I wouldn't describe Michael B. Jordan as lame, but I would describe him as a little bit losery. He's kind of nerdy, and uh-huh. He's cute. Uh-huh. I like that.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay, so shoot your shot, bitch.
Yeah, he's not out here trying to, like, oh, this is what you guys think is cool? All right, let me do that. He's doing his own thing, and I feel the same way about Russ Wilson.
Have you tried to sign in his DMs?
Never.
Not Russell, but...
Never.
Okay, first time for everything.
No, I know that.
Why?
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't slide in.
Slide in. Just be like, hey, I'm here if you need anything.
What? You're like, who the fuck is this?
And he might be like, you know what? This is exactly what I need right now. You never know.
Great, another loser, regular person sliding in my DM.
You never know.
Trying to comfort me.
Sure, he's not thinking
over something they have
loser
no
loser regular person when he sees you. Come on.
Yes, he is. First of all, my page is private, so you're not thinking nothing about me.
Oh, who isn't private?
Right.
We don't have this check mark next to our shit. We're going to be private.
100%. But if y'all want to give us a check mark, I'll be happy to go public.
Yeah, right?
Anyway, Nick Cannon.
Oh my God. What is he, like, on baby number 9?
It's got to be more than that at this point. I just happened to see on Insta a roundup of the ladies currently carrying his children. That'll include the 8 he already got. The women who are currently pregnant with some more of his goddamn kids. And there were 4 more girls carrying his babies. What is wrong with him? The whole reason that I think this even popped up, somebody posted something. He had, like, I guess he sponsors like a vodka or like some kind of liquor. And he was like, oh, this is our newest drink. And it was a commercial with Nick Cannon. And the drink was called the Vasectomy. And he was like, yeah, Chris asked me to do this because he knows I really need one of these. And he, like, made the mixed drink or whatever. But, like, damn, does this nigga need a vasectomy? He needed a vasectomy 2 years ago. I feel like every year he's got, like, 5 more baby mamas on the way.
Yeah, I mean, but if you think back to what he said in the very beginning, that he feels like he's going to die young.
So
that he feels like he needs to have several children.
You need to have 40 children because you're going to die young?
I don't know why he said that. Like,
even people
it's not
who
like
die old.
Streets.
Right. Even people who die old have 2 or 3.
True. I don't know. I don't know why he feels like he needs to do it, but.
Me either, but I think it's disgusting. And I think he should stop. And I'm grossed out by all the women who continue
to allow him to raw dog the shit out of him.
Yeah, I'm so grossed out.
Or out of them. Yeah, I agree. And better them than me.
And one of these girls looks older than the rest.
Okay, older than him.
Yes.
Okay, who is that? De La Rosa?
Okay. I don't know if it's a shortcut. Like, I was trying to cover her hair.
I think so, too.
I don't think so. It's the shortcut, the makeup, it's everything.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree. When I saw that, I was like, damn, she looked mad old. But it's like, funny you said that.
I was like, this is mama? And then I was like, oh, this is like, baby mama. Uh-huh. I'm just overwhelmed by the whole thing. And I just think it would be doing the world a favor to just go ahead and get that man a vasectomy.
Yeah, he's not going to do it, though. He's not going to have that done.
I just feel like you can't possibly think that you are able, physically, to give each of those children equal amounts of attention. The appropriate amount of attention. You can have all the money in the world to make sure they got Jordans and go to private school, but you can't possibly be in all 17 of those women's houses at one time taking care of goddamn kids. Mm-hmm. And being a parent is more than about just being able to afford being a parent.
True. So very true.
I don't know. I just think it's gross, and I think he needs to stop. And I think
he ain't gonna stop until he did.
How about De La Rosa saying, is it another set of twins? Follow me on OnlyFans to find out.
OnlyFans?
Oh, that's me. Okay, so it was a follow me on OnlyFans.
Oh, wow. Wow. OnlyFans. Oh, my God. My neighbor has...
How did he go from Mariah Carey to bitch talking about some follow my OnlyFans?
My neighbor, her daughter's boyfriend has his OnlyFans name on, like, painted on the outside of his car.
And what does he do on this OnlyFans?
I don't know. I have not, like, followed it. But it definitely says OnlyFans at ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Ew. Mm-hmm. I'm overwhelmed.
He challenged me to a race the other night, but it was raining. So for a minute, I was with him. Then afterwards, I was like, let this shit go because it's really wet outside. And I didn't even have my shit in sport mode. So he has like a Dodge Challenger, and he custom painted it purple. Where did I pull up to? I pulled up to Starbucks the other day to grab a caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino. And I asked for double espresso, and they had a rainbow of flags lining the driveway.
That's cute.
Yes! Happy Pride Month, guys. It is happy Pride Month. Happy yes. Pride. Wave that rainbow flag everywhere.
All right, another one. Okay, not quite a nigga, but he wishes he was.
Who? Jack Harlow.
Justin Bieber.
Speaking of Jack Harlow, but did you see, we'll come back to that, Justin Bieber, but did you see the picture of Drake and Jack Harlow, and they were like, oh my God, I didn't know Adonis grew up so fast.
Damn, Adonis grew up so fast. Oh my God.
Okay.
They stay playing games.
Yeah, they do. So what's up with Justin Bieber?
Sad news, actually.
Oh.
He got some kind of ear infection.
Oh.
And half of his face is temporarily paralyzed. At least we hope it's temporary.
Okay.
Yeah, he posted a video on the socials because he had to cancel a bunch of his tour because half of his face is paralyzed. Like, it will not move. His eyeball moves. That's the only thing that moves on that side of the face.
Huh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Is this rare?
It says he's been diagnosed with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. I don't know if that's rare.
Okay.
But...
Sorry.
I just really hope it's temporary because, like, I don't know, even when I was watching the video, that eye doesn't blink. How do you keep that eyeball moisturized if your eye doesn't blink? Splash some water in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very worried about that.
You probably had some drops. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like the video I saw was like a minute and a half long, and I was like, that eye is so goddamn dry. I was just staring at that eyeball like, damn, he not going like, this. And like physically close it or nothing. Just use your hand and put that lid down and lift it back up. so that it's getting the proper lubrication.
Hmm.
I don't know, but like, well wishes to Justin Bieber.
Yeah, right.
Literally, half his face won't move.
Mm.
That's so scary.
To just wake up
one day and half your face won't move. He said it started with an infection in his ear, and then it spread and like is affecting the nerves in it, that side of his
face. I would immediately think stroke.
Yeah, right? Me too. But he says not. So there you go. Okay. Oh, this is a good one, actually. So this is about Rolling Stone putting out their top 200 greatest rap albums of all time.
Rap?
Okay. Rap, yes. Mm-hmm. Greatest rap albums of all time. And you saw then that The Game was complaining that he wasn't on there.
Accurate.
The Game and Meek Mill.
He complained too?
Uh-huh.
Nigga, he... Mm. Okay. Well, there's no reason for Meek Mill to complain.
Meek Mill said, I ain't been active lately, but ain't no way.
Yeah, there's no reason for him to be upset about it, but...
But Meek Mill posted a photo of their Culture Council, Rolling Stone's Culture Council, who makes the decisions for the list. And one person is black on the entire Culture Council. The people who are deciding who has the greatest rap album of all time. And I, first, when I saw Meek Mill, I was like, all right. And then when I scrolled and saw what he was saying, I was like, he's actually not
lying. Hell of a lot more albums.
he has a point that there's no way that a Culture Council would only have one black person on it. 15 people and only one black person. Doesn't make any sense.
That's ridiculous.
Exactly. So he and The Game were saying the same thing. And saying, like, there's no way they shouldn't be on the list, but how would those people know that, is the thing. So, they said, I think it was Meek Mill who said, they said, you gotta let an all-black team rate the greatest 200 rock albums of all time next. And I was like, see, that is exactly how it would be. Because you'd be listening to something that you don't necessarily relate to, and then deciding what's the greatest of all time.
True.
And that doesn't make sense. So... I hope that does come to some change, because I think people should think better of having Culture Council, urban this, blah, 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 and then staffing it with
weird people.
Like, at the very least, it should be a mix of everyone, if you really wanted to make it fair, I guess. But...
It's starting to remind me of episodes of Black-ish.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's not great. Alright, and then... Lastly, we obviously have to talk about the Queen Bee taking all of her profile pictures off of the socials. Are we getting a new album?
Who is it?
Beyonce.
Do you think so? I don't think so.
I hope so.
The last one was Lemonade, right?
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
That it was.
But... She took all of her photos of all of her socials. Maybe it's just time to change. But no, because Beyonce's team is better than that. They would have just switched it right away. Beyonce's last album was 2016. No, she had that one with Jay-Z in between.
The Carter.
Yeah. Let me see when that was.
I don't see a new album coming, but hopefully I'm wrong. But why would she remove all images of herself from social media?
Love is everything. That came out 2018. So Beyonce hasn't put out any new music since 2018.
So this is definitely a new album.
We're due.
Yeah.
Well.
It'll be virtual. I mean, not virtual. What's the word I'm looking for?
Visual. Visual.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she'll just surprise us one day out of the blue.
And Kanye will be upset.
Yeah. Yeah, he will be. Well, I really hope it's the music, and I can't wait. Because I don't really wear Ivy Park. I don't pay all that money for expensive Ivy Park stuff.
I've never paid for any Ivy Park.
Me either. So I'd much rather have some music.
I wholeheartedly agree with you on that.
If she's giving, because I'm always here for some music.
Well, why am I not a fan of Adidas?
I like Adidas.
I don't own anything Adidas.
I don't mind Adidas, I guess I should
say. Do you have Adidas in the closet?
Shoes?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Nike.
Exactly.
But clothes.
Close, but no cigar.
But she is close.
So is Hasseberian, but...
I'm saying, like, I would... If they weren't so expensive, I would wear the clips.
And I'm not in Ivy or Hasseberian or anything.
Ivy Park.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not big on tennis shoes, period.
Yeah, so. I definitely would do Ivy over any other clothing. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not a big tennis shoe wearer, but I always wear Nikes. Not on purpose. It just happens that way. Like, I don't feel like, oh, Nikes better than anything else. I wear Nikes.
Ain't nothing wrong with Nikes.
But we're praying to the Beehive for new music. Let's manifest together.
I sure hope so, man.
Let's buzz.
Yeah. Post that picture that you
took. Oh, my bee picture. Yes. That's how you know it's meant to be.
Yes.
Yes.
God, I hope she does drop a new album.
Me too.
What will she talk about? Do you listen to, has Solange dropped any new music?
Not that I know of.
Are you a fan of her music as well?
Yeah. Totally different vibe.
It is.
But yes, I like her music. All
right, it's the end of the episode, so go ahead and give your rating.
East Siders. Austin East Siders, Rosé, Dry Cider.
So you gave it how many foods earlier?
3.5.
3.5. I'm going to go ahead and give it a 2. Like, see why you said 3.5. It's all right. I mean,
definitely a cider and not a wine.
For sure.
But it does taste like rosé.
It does taste like a rosé, but also I have a frozen more than you do. Or you pour some in your glass. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, I would definitely give it a 2. Not bad. Would I drink it again? Yes. Would I pay for it? Probably not.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But yeah, it's not bad. It doesn't give me white vibes.
No, it does taste like rosé. Mm-hmm. It just also tastes like cider. It smells like cider. Yeah, so when I smelled it, I was like, what is this going to taste like? I wasn't sure.
Did you taste notes of hibiscus, blackcurrant? No.
Rose petals.
Rose petals, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Why do they call rosé rosé? It's because of the color or because it has rose taste?
I was always banking off of the color because most rosés are that light pale pink, right?
That is factual.
Pink all day.
Yeah.
That is factual. Well, it's pretty good. It's all right. If you like ciders,
yeah,
then give it a try.
If you like ciders, times rosé.
Right. Have you tried this Stella Citré ciders?
Love Stella Citré.
This is all right.
Agreed.
It's not hot.
If you guys find it and you taste it and you like it or dislike it, actually,
please let us know. Yeah, absolutely. Please let us know.
All right.
And so are you, dear Prudence. Won't you come out to play?
That's the Beatles.
Yeah, okay. What, Downtown Abbey or whatever?
What?
Isn't that a song of theirs?
Not that I know of.
What's the one where they walk across the street, Ash, barefooted?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I did that.
You walked across the street barefooted?
Ew, no, not barefoot. No.
Okay.
When we went to London, we went to Abbey Road.
Right,
so that's yeah, we went to Abbey Road.
Did and I say Downtown
we
Abbey?
We walked across the, yeah, that's a TV show. We walked across the crosswalk and took a picture. It was cute.
Barefooted?
No, they're not barefoot in the picture. I don't know why you think barefoot.
They were.
No.
Somebody was barefooted.
Okay, I don't know.
I'm about to look this up.
Yeah, because I don't know what I'm talking
about. Was it called Abbey Road?
Yeah. Anyway, people, this is the outro. Which means we out.
We're kicking it out.
We outie.
We outie 5,000, bitches. It's been real. You can catch us on our socials.
Yeah. At Flowers in Rose Pod on Twitter and Insta and TikTok. And Flowers and Rose Podcast on Facebook. Our email is flowersrosepodcast@gmail.com. We also have a Patreon now, so you guys can find us on there.
Yes.
Subscribe.
Pick a tier.
Yeah, pick a tier. Join our patrons.
Yes.
And get some exclusive content.
Please
we'll
do.
Have exclusive like bonus episodes and Q&As and behind the scenes footage and stuff like that on there.
Okay.
As we get further into doing video podcasts, we'll be posting those there. So if you want to actually put a face to the names, you'll want to go to Patreon. If you have any questions or anything, hit us up on any of those socials and slide into the DMs.
Please slide. Rosé all day.
All right, guys. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.